I do not understand how emotions and thoughts can be physical.
First of all, this distinction between emotion and thought, it doesn't really exist. What you call as emotion is just the juicier part of the thought. Yes? The way you think is the way you feel, isn't it so? Right now, I think this is a wonderful person. Now I have sweet emotions towards him. Now I think he's a horrible man. Now I have ugly emotions towards him. Can I think he's a horrible man and have sweet emotions towards him? Can I think he's a beautiful man and have ugly emotions towards him? Is it possible? No, because the way you think is the way you feel. And the other way around also, the way you feel is the way you think. You have sweet emotions towards somebody, whichever way you look at them, everything about them looks beautiful. Yes? Yes or no? Once you have sweet emotions towards somebody, do you see your thoughts start telling you all kinds of beautiful things about them? But suppose suddenly the sweetness of emotion went away tomorrow, suddenly your mind starts telling you all the horrible things this person is. Yes or no? Because thought and emotion are not separate. Thought is dry, emotion is juicy, but it's the same thing. So let's not make a distinction. So how is this physical? I think we already looked at this yesterday, because today, you know, they can measure your thought on a meter. Yes? You know this? They can attach wires and cables to your head and measure the level of activity of the mind, thought in the mind. Yes, you know this. Sometime ago they put me in a machine. Usually I don't put myself to such indignities. I gave in because of some social nonsense. And they put me on this machine, they want to study my gamma rays or whatever. And then it seems all the machines just went flat, they said, "You're dead." I said, "That's a good diagnosis." So they said, "You must be dead or you're brain dead." I said, "Yes." If it can be measured, it has to be physical, isn't it? Yes or no?
Yes.
On a meter, on a physical machine, if it has to be measured, it has to be physical. It may be subtle, but still physical. Your thought is very much physical. It's about the physical and it is physical. It cannot exist without the physicality of the brain, isn't it so? If you scoop out your brain, can you think? No. So it is very physical. Like the light bulb is physical, the light is also physical, isn't it? But light is not something you can catch like this, but still it is physical. It is very much physical. Maybe you don't like it, "Oh, my emotions are so sweet, how can it be physical?" It is physical. What's wrong with the physical? Nothing wrong with the physical. Somebody has told you something wrong with the physical. Nothing wrong with the physical. What's wrong with the physical? Physical is the creation, isn't it? Yes? Only if creation is beautiful, only if you experience creation as a very beautiful thing, then creator becomes significant. If creation is horrible, creator must be even more horrible. Yes or no? If this body is horrible, God must be the most horrible creature, isn't it so? Yes or no?
Yes.
You don't like it. It's okay. He is horrible.